This is GIS News. Coming up, Students Loan Bureau to extend moratorium on loan repayment for specific groups of professionals. Agriculture Ministry to tag all cattle in 1 year. And school feeding program to be linked to AgriParks production. Details after the break.
Here's a business development opportunity from the NHT.
Do you live in an NHT housing scheme? Do you have an innovative idea or a business ready for takeoff?
Now start or grow your business through the NHT Entrepreneurial Challenge.
Get business mentorship and training. Be among top enterprises to share a development awards package of over $10 million.
Enter the NHT Entrepreneurial Challenge today.
Deadline May 16. Visit nht.gov.jm or any NHT office for details.
Now the news. The Students Loan Bureau will be extending the moratorium for repayment of loans for beneficiaries pursuing courses in fields which require a license to practice. This group includes nurses, pharmacists, and mechanical engineers. Minister of Finance Dr. Peter Phillips says the move is geared towards reducing the overall delinquency rate among loan beneficiaries.
The moratorium period will be extended to include the time before they are licensed to practice their profession instead of the December when their courses are finished. This will ensure that these beneficiaries have the capacity to earn before they are required to start repaying their loans.
Dr. Phillips was opening the 2014-2015 budget debate in Gordon House recently. It will take approximately 1 year to tag all 70,000 heads of cattle under the Ministry of Agriculture's Animal Identification and Traceability System. Senior Veterinary Officer in the Ministry, Dr. Candice Phipps, says tagging will be done in what is called a sweep fashion, parish by parish.
First tagging, because we want to have 100% compliance, will be completely funded by the government of Jamaica. So the farmers will not be asked to pay for the tagging. But in subsequent years, there will have to be some kind of cost recovery system, and that will be developed as we go along.
Dr. Phipps was speaking Thursday at a post-budget media briefing. The traceability system will be supported by legislation such as the Animal Diseases and Importation Act, as tagging will be mandatory for all cattle owners. Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Roger Clark announced the implementation of the National Animal Identification System during his budget presentation in Parliament on April 23. The Ministry's Animal Identification and Traceability Unit will develop and maintain a database of all tagged animals. The government is moving to align the needs of the school feeding program with production in the 7 agri-parks across the island. Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries Roger Clark says this is part of measures to include more locally produced food in the program. The school feeding program seeks to increase the nutritional levels of children and enhance the livelihood of Jamaican farmers.
Minister of Education, you are on the path to making sure that we have a sustainable school feeding program based significantly on the products from local. And we hope in the agri-parks, when we maximize production, more products will go to the school feeding program on a more affordable basis.
Minister Clark was making his contribution to the 2014-2015 budget debate in the House of Representatives recently. And Jamaica has outperformed the United States in the area of access to information and communication. The most recent publication of the United States-based Social Progress Imperative indicates that Jamaica surpassed that country with a score of 82.07% in the category. The United States scored 81.33%. Social Progress Imperative also lauded the country's performance in 3 basic areas of human well-being on its Social Progress Index: basic human needs, foundations of well-being, and opportunity, which saw the island recording a cumulative score of 70.39%. The data also shows that Jamaica excelled in the areas of access to basic knowledge with a score of 91.49%, nutrition and basic medical care 88.95%, and personal rights 82.18%. The report indicates that the country scored below 50% in only 2 areas: advanced education 45.25% and personal safety 38.22%. That was GIS News. I'm Anthros Campbell.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.